Gus.
He's a good friend of the show. We haven't spoken to him for a while, but we do see him every Friday night, 7:30 on Channel 10 and 10 Play. You can catch up. The Living Room, Dr. Chris Brown. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's what a delight it is to be before this beautiful team.
Oh. The best is you're just thinking what you're going to say then. Like you didn't really know what was going to happen.
I paused on beautiful.
He's not beautiful.
Josiah's really doing the hard yards.
He's not part of the show.
A lot of heavy lifting.
Doesn't count.
What have you been up to? It's been months. Have we even spoken to you this year? We have.
Maybe once, but
start of the year, January. Yes.
Yeah. Just the usual celebrity struggle. Chat. A bit of I'm a Celebrity, a little bit of Living Room, a bit of Vet Clinic, in between, just to keep the skills and the hours and the confidence from the clients up, to be honest. Here we are. So it's just it's been a good year so far, though.
Dr. Chris, I've got to ask, you say that you've got to put in some hours at the vet clinic. Is it like being a pilot? Do you have to look after a certain amount of animals every month to keep the license?
You genuinely have to keep up it's like continuing education. You have to read a certain number of journals, go to enough seminars, and you have to keep your skills up.
That's why I couldn't be a vet. A lot of reading. Readings.
There is a lot of reading.
That's it.
But also, like, the most of it is just like time in the vet clinic doing different operations, and otherwise it just becomes a little bit it's not second nature, and no one needs the vet pausing midway through a castration going, hang on,
doing a little Google chat.
What's the difference between a dog and a cat? Oh no, my vet's struggling.
I know. That's never comforting for anyone in the room. There's a bit of that. I try not to Google the answers to things. I have done it on different animals overseas, like I ended up one
monkey
day
pox.
Having to would almost like that. I had to like treat a sloth spontaneously in
was
like,
that in South
Central
Africa?
In
was that me?
Yeah, it was. I remember him.
Now, Chris, you were just before, you were reeling off the things you've been doing, lots of various television shows, and I know something else you've been doing that we've got in common.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about here.
Yes, and I, separately, of course, are going to be appearing on ABC's Play School.
Yes,
Do you know what, Chris? You'll find this funny, because I did it after you, and I flew the girls up to Sydney, and Trixie's 9, Daisy's 2.
Disaster.
As my 2-year-old refused to sit on the couch, refused to stop talking all through it, kept throwing a book around the room and
running up to the camera,
running up and waving at the camera. As they asked me if they would mind if they removed her from the set, so poor Daisy got cut, actually got sacked, fired, first job ever got fired.
Right.
They were very quick to tell me that Dr. Chris's brown dog behaved better than Daisy.
You have no idea what that required, though. I'd taken my dog for a 3-hour walk from like 5 a.m., anticipating what was about to happen. And they told me the whole time that you were about to come in as well. So there was almost this competitive jealousy over the fact, Fifi Box, kids are going to take this, are going to steal the show. So I'm talking to the dog, trying to get the dog, revved up. So you must perform well here. I gave him as many calming treats as I possibly could.
A couple of Zannies.
Yeah, the animal equivalent.
What type of dog, Dr. Chris? Because I had a Staffy Cross Kelpie, and you could have taken that for a 5-day walk, and it still would have run around.
No, so my dog's a new addition. His name's Buzz. I've had him for about 5 months. He's a rescue. He's lovely, but he's a chewer and a nibbler. And so we had him on the couch and
that's why he needs the Zannies, bro.
I had to, read the story.
He took Big Ted up.
He saw the book and he's like, I'll chew that. And so reached in and started nibbling on the book, and they're like, no, let's not. It's probably not a great look if he eats the book. I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. And then at the end of it, we managed to, combination of the exercise and the calming treats. He sort of sat on the couch and I think he chewed through one of my shoelaces, but that was it.
So he didn't get fired like my child.
Well, not actually. There was still one rather controversial moment that I saw the funny side of that they didn't. And that at the end, they said, "Would you like to have a photo with anyone in particular from play school?" And I said, "Well, I've always been a big fan of Big Ted."
Yeah.
And so Big Ted comes over and they put Big Ted on my lap. Buzz, the dog,
yes,
sees Big Ted and thinks, "That is the greatest chew toy I've ever seen." And as the photo's being taken, he lunges at Big Ted's arm and manages to get one of his limbs inside his mouth. I didn't realize there were that many people on set until 30 staff descended to free Big Ted.
I bet. He's fragile. Like, he's been around about 40 years.
Well, they said to me he's 55 years old.
Wow.
And there's only one of them. And so if Buzz had taken down Big Ted, like it was a national incident. So Big Ted now has a lot of saliva and a few indentations he didn't have before, but no one touches Big Ted.
No.
Now, Doc, you do grace our TV set, so you're a beautiful human. You're on the living room, but I feel you do your best work on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, and you are nominated for the most outstanding reality program, again, which is a great show, but Your co-host, Julia Morris. Now, she's up for a Gold Logie.
Yep.
You didn't get nominated. how does that make you feel? Is it like, do you feel like you've got her to be nominated because of your great work? Or
You know, no one cares about the support act. You know, when you go and see a band.
Tell us about
they
it.
Everyone's there for the main event. Everyone's in the bar while the support act's on. So it's fine. You know,
wait till they see you and Buzz on Play School. Seriously,
that could be your Logie, bro.
That's right there. So no, look, honestly, Jules will smash that.
Oh, 100%. 75 years in the business, baby.
She'll do very well. And I'd like to see if she does win. Julia Morris style, they don't read the nominees. They just read her name out straight away because that's what she did at the Logies. A little bit of Logies karma coming back to her. She just come out and just read that straight away. She'll do well, I reckon.
That's right. Well, anything you do well. And that's why we watch you every Friday night. We get a little bit of Dr. Chris Brown in our lounge rooms, the living room. 7:30, we'll be watching you. And it's just so good to touch base. We miss you.
It is. We should do it more often, Fifi. Not just in the magazines.
No magazines lately. They haven't put us together.
We're going to the Gold Coast, Dr. Chris, for Boxy's Big Night. She hasn't been out for 7 years. We're supposed to do it last year. I think we spoke to you about it. She literally hasn't been out. So we're going in 2 weeks. Yeah. We're going to go to the Goldie. It's going to be called Fifi's Boxy's Big Night Out. We're going from 6 p.m. on the Thursday night all the way through to 6 a.m. and we're going to go on air.
I love it. And obviously you'll be wearing white on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, of course.
Just so the tattoo ink can just basically bleed through.
I can't do a tattoo.
And you got any tips for her?
on tattooing?
No, on just trying to get through the whole night.
Look, Shooters nightclub would be where I'd start.
I love Shooters. Is Shooters still there?
What, Melba's? Is Melba's still there?
Great.
See, I remember Cocktails and Dreams and Benson's. They were mine back in the day.
I reckon go in reverse, start at the dingiest, like with the, like while it's still light.
Well, the problem is nothing's
going to be open at 3 a.m. The good joints are shut.
Shooters is closed. Leon just told us. We're going to try to start at the Hard Rock Cafe, but it's closed down. Cavill Avenue, we've got to bring it back to life.
when Brendan Favola is your plus one on a night out, you know, like, don't plan, just go.
I got my nickname on Cav Ave, Doc, and it was after an animal called the Croc. My nickname's Croc. Long story, but last time I was in Cav Ave, it didn't end well. So we're in trouble.
We are. We can't wait. You should come.
You should come, Doc.
Let me know. I haven't had a night out in about 5 years. So
Oh wow!
Let's do it.